I worked at a place called Lima, Ohio, that I left MCA over. Because I don't know if there's any people in sales here, but when you travel in these towns, there's nothing to do during the day. They're very boring. Like, all right, the first day, you go through the 5 and 10. That's one day shot, right? The next day, you go to the park, you see the cannon, and you've had it. That's it. Forget it. Yeah. The lending library and the drugstore has two Fanny Hurst novels and Pearl Buck. Yeah, it doesn't make it. So I'm working in this town, and the owner is one of these guys real hung up on his old lady, chick about 60 years old, still holding on with a leopard leotard, and the brown and white spectator pumps with the whoopee socks. You know, so I'm really bugged working. I'm staying at the Show Business Hotel. The other show people, one guy runs the movie projector in town, and the other guy sells Capizio shoes. So they held me over for spite, just completely depressed. At night, a city like this, if I want to go between shows, I can go to the Black Hawk, maybe, you know, see. Because I'm playing a jazz group, bring a jazz workshop, bring it anywhere. But in these towns, you can step out of the club, there's you on the road, and you don't see anything but stars. Stars, beautiful stars, and one Ciccone station, you know. And those guys that work nights just don't swing somehow, you know. Okay, Fred, let me see the rack again. Oh, that's nice. All right. All right. Oh. And they always give you matches. Here, take some matches. And you always hear the story about small towns are wild. You know, Peyton Place is a dirty lie. You know, nothing. You know, you figure even the waitresses, you know, they're all elderly women with corrective stockings, you know, and Mother Goose shoes, you know, and those handkerchiefs, different ones every day pinned on. So I'm looking to swing. They're bringing me in jelly and chicken soup. Now, I'm there like the third week, and I'm completely whacked out. Just very drug of the town. I get off the floor one night. Waitress says to me, there's a couple want to meet you. That's solid. There's a couple about 65 years old, nice people. Sit down. Guy says to me, you from New York? I said, yeah, originally. So I recognize that accent. Talk, cork, was water. Oh, yeah. So... Oh, wait, don't listen, I'm kidding. We got some relations in New York. Oh, yeah, where? Rochester. Oh, yes. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, listen, but listen, the town's a town. I never thought of it that way, but that's pretty wild. The town's a town. Yeah. Okay, now, like, it's completely degenerated into, like, it's a rat race, and there's a lot of phonies. My whole mouth is white from taking the tranquilizer with no water now. You know? And the wife is a real schlub. She got the short sleeve dress on with a vaccination as big as a basketball. You know. The whole thing, replete, you know, with a mole with a hair in it. And she's got one of the, you ever see those crinkly dresses, that, like this kind you can see through and you don't wanna, you know. Later. Now, guy's like, what's he stops, you know. At a left field, it comes mop like this, and he looks at me, and I see sort of a searching hope in his eyes, you know? And the guy goes, you're Jewish? I says, yeah, I think maybe the Bund is hiding it. It's your Jewish boy. What are you doing in a place like this? I said, I'm passing. Look, I know you show people, you eat all that crap on the road. That's your concept. What'd you have to have crap on the road? That's what you eat all the time. So come over the house. My wife will make a nice gedämpte Brust. You enjoy it. That's all right. I'm lonesome. So he makes the address out on the wet cocktail napkin. You know? The Schechner's, you know, the address. Now, usually I read for about 2 hours before I go to sleep. 8 o'clock in the morning, I'm completely zonked out, really sleeping. 9 o'clock in the morning, the phone rings. Ring. Hello? Hello, it's Mr. Schechner. Who? The people from last night, Mr. Schechner. Oh, yeah, what's happening, baby? Listen, we didn't wake you, did we? No, man, I always get up at 9 o'clock. I like to get up about 15 hours before work, you know. Give me a chance to get coffee, brush my teeth and everything. So why we called you? I was wondering about that, man. My wife wants to know, what do you want to eat? You're putting me on, aren't you? At 9 o'clock, anything. I'm not a fuss eater, man. A chiclet, a fig newton, I don't care. Yeah, I know the address. Solid, I'll be there. Now I get over there. Now, mind you, I'm not going over there with a patronizing kind of, you know. I'm gratefully invited me over. I come over, they invite some chick over for me to look at. Did you ever dig? How can a chick look bad in a knit dress, right? Look like a hockey stick with hair on it. It's sunk, you know. Ridiculous. Terrible. Really. You know, the lipstick on the teeth, the whole. Now, we're talking, you know, cool, and, you know, and he's showing me all the pictures and everything, how the house used to, and the, how dirty the other people were who lived there. And we cleaned for months. And they take me around the house, and they, yeah, that's a lovely closet. It's nice. It's nice way the towel's folded. That's interesting. A lot of people with the bath towels in the bottom. You get the washcloths there, and it's nice like that, yeah. They always have a piano that nobody plays. The whole function of the piano is to have that brown 8x10 picture, that schlub in the army saluting. That's Morty, lost some weight. Now, dig this. As soon as they find out that you've played the coast, you know, you've been in Hollywood, for some reason they get vicious with you. The guy says to me, you in Hollywood, right? Yeah? That's true about Liberace? What's that?
Don't worry, you know. He don't know, right?
Well, if you tell me, I know. He's a sissy. Well, I don't know the man's behavior patterns. I mean, I never hung out with him or anything like that. But then I get good and vicious. I don't know about Liberace, but Eddie's a big fruit. You know that, don't you? Really? Are you kidding? Him and Georgie? It's disgusting. I never knew that. Where do you think the money for the B'nai B'rith goes? Are you kidding? Cooling out those beefs all the time.